This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. Boy, can I get it out this morning. The totalitarians are jumping all around. I wonder why, because there's a new sheriff in town, perhaps. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We've got just more and more and more of the amazing information coming out from, well, our president, Donald J. Trump. And, of course, the aftermath of everything he says and does, and it just shakes the whole world up. Everybody on the left. CNN. I mean, I just, sometimes they just make me speechless. That's all I can say, some of the things that comes out of their mouths. Anyway, Roseanne Barr, of course, ABC immediately cancels her because of the situation with Valerie Jarrett. Now, I just want to bring a couple of things up to you about Valerie Jarrett. Why? I find it very interesting that all of a sudden, ABC, we got fire. Roseanne Barr. I mean, you know, what is it that she said that was so offensive? You know, talking about a reference in a tweet. She said it's because of Ambien and comes the excuses and all this stuff. Is this just some sort of a big distraction stunt or what? I don't know. I'm not too sure, given. Now, listen, I'm objective things. How many times have we... every time Roseanne Barr opens her mouth, everybody can find an objection to it. That's just the kind of person that she is. Now, some people say that what she was commenting about was completely racist and blah, 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 you know. Not too sure that this... First of all, I didn't know, and again, they're saying a reference to her being black. We're talking about Valerie Jarrett. And, you know, how many people has Valerie Jarrett killed in her life? She's a murderess. Now, listen, I just said that on national radio, and I believe that. Let's talk to LaVoy Finicum. mean, you know, murdering someone in cold blood and she has her hands all dripped in it is evil to do. Let's talk about her involvement in the Arab Spring, in which tens of thousands of people from the Middle East died. And she had her hand in that with Barack Hussein Obama, one of the greatest murderers of all times, at least as President of the United States. Have we forgotten that? She was right there advising him at every turn. Let's ask people from Benghazi. Gun running in the Middle East. How much is she... Just check out how much she has had her hands in 8 years with Barack Hussein Obama. And all of a sudden, she's got her favorite boy toy, Mr. Hogg. Remember the shooter? The guy from Torrance, California, who jumps in all of a sudden. He shows up where at, you know, Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Rode his bike, took him, you know, I don't know how long to get there, riding his bicycle to see the shooting itself, and then changes his mind on national TV about where he was. David Hogg, remember that? That's his, you know, she's, you know, that's her boy toy now. No, and of course, no one says anything about that. Listen, why are we all puckered up about Valerie Jarrett? We've known for years. We've been reporting for years on this radio show about her involvement in Iran. She's Iranian. Oh, that was a big secret. And remember the lies about that. Remember? Way back in the day, no one wanted to talk about Valerie Jarrett. She was, you know, oh, she's Iranian. No, she's not. She's not. She's not. The denial that went on for years about that with her. Come on, people. Wake up. She's a murderess. She's murdered and been involved in the planning and destruction and murdering of tens of thousands of people. She should be tried for war crimes. And then we fire Roseanne Barr. Are we so politically sensitive? Or is this some sort of big, grand distraction from perhaps Donald Trump? Well, gee whiz, what's Donald been up to lately? Let's see. Solving a war that was supposed to have ended in 1953, the longest war in United States history is coming to an end, we think. And I say that because we still got Mr. To worry about, right? And we worry about Roseanne Barr at ABC. And her comments, which, by the way, given who she is, I'm not too sure it's out of line. But all of a sudden, we're raging about it. Rah, racist! Throwing the big race card out there. And how many times have we heard references to Donald Trump being Adolf Hitler from the left? How many rants have we heard, profane-laced rants from CNN and others? I mean, come on. I mean, so I'm saying, where's the leveling of the playing field here? There is none, of course, not with the other side. But here's what we have. They've got nothing. They really don't. They've got words. And, you know, I say this all the time. Words have meaning. We're going to quote Justice Scalia. And they do. I get it. Well, when you use words as weapons, like the left has always done, this is what you get. Politically corrected mentality that comes from desperation, which is all they have right now. The left has nothing. They have nothing. They're being exposed at every turn, so they're firing off in desperation. And we're seeing that more and more, like with Nancy Pelosi. And really, Donald Trump said it last night that her, you know, she's butting up to MS-13. Well, this has been a fact, actually. I'm out here in California. I have experience, years of experience working with characters like MS-13 and other gangster members, and I can tell you, it's very clear to me, and I will say it till the hogs come home. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. That could have been a reference to David Hogg. Only one G on that hog. Why did I say that? It was embedded. You're an embedded anti-hoggist. That's what it is. I mean, it's embedded, brother. But anyway, you get my point? Nancy Pelosi, she she sucks up to these guys. And that's a fact. That's part of what their plan is. So I ask you to get a little bit more cerebral, if you will, about this whole notion about what's going on with Roseanne Barr. And is this a distraction? I mean, here Donald J. Trump is about to end the longest war in American history. And we have this whole thing with Roseanne Barr. Everybody take an exception. You know, he grabbed her where? You know, all this stuff. Clearly, we're being distracted because everybody and their mother. Listen, I've got things to chart the stories and things like that that we put up on our website and all that. And that's in one of the... People go back and research the darndest things when these things come up. Articles about David. The biggest story we've had in the last 24 hours on Agenda 21 Radio is a story we put up, I wrote it, about David Hogg being, yeah, Valerie Jarrett's boy toy. New boy toy. The boy toy. That's because we were exposing what Valerie Jarrett was doing, putting David Hogg up to that protest back in March. Oh, yeah, she's using him like a little boy toy. And there I said it. So what's happening now? Are we being distracted from something bigger in the media? And I say absolutely yes. And listen, we need to start judging these distractions based on what is on the other end of the spectrum and what they're trying to prevent Donald Trump from being engaged in, or others keeping them out of the media. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented fill does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented so that it won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a four-pack with two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. That's right. Save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website at agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. Santa Barbara County has joined New California, and it's kind of interesting. In Santa Barbara County, we have a lot of people interested in Santa Barbara County. And I want to thank all of you who have been messaging me from Santa Barbara. It's been wonderful, and all the thank yous and all this good stuff, and we've had some very, very interesting conversations, and a lot of you are Travis Allen supporters and not John Cox, not John Cox. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour today. I'm not going to drain you with it right now, but it popped up here because I just got another email from someone from out of Santa Barbara County. And so anyway, Santa Barbara Ventura and San Luis Obispo, and by the way, soon Monterey will be joining the fray, which I find very, very interesting, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's really a very, very interesting set of circumstances that drives one to become a member of New California. And most of people, I'll tell you, we have been hitting some absolutely fantastic things going on with New California, and I really want to thank everybody for all the different help that you've been getting involved. We got a long ways to go, of course, but just a little shout out. Okay, now I want to I'm going to bring up Tommy Lahren here, and I'm going to go with this notion that we're being totally distracted by the mainstream media at all. That means others also, in the face of some very, very obvious threats to our country. Hello? Korea being one of them. But we need to think globally and act locally. And we're not doing that right now, so fess up, people. You're not thinking. We're not thinking out here. I got to tell you, looking at this whole Roseanne Barr thing, and I looked at the stats from yesterday. I'm starting to look at the stories. And, you know, we popped in a whole bunch of things. And some very controversial things popped up from different degrees and areas. We had Chris Street on the show, number one economist, really, I think, in the nation in terms of calling things out for, especially the California economy. He knows this very, very well, what's going to be happening, talking about that big meteor that's going to come and hit. And we had substantiation by CBS News Chris's overall theorems that he has been developing about the economy of California over the last 5 or 6 years, and all of them have been spot on, by the way. And the CBS report that came out absolutely substantiated 110% of what Chris has been saying. So we had him on the show, and he openly discussed that. But that was not the big topic that popped out as the story. People were reaching into the article, which I thought was a pretty good article, actually, but from March, about David Hogg and Roseanne Barr. And I said, wait a minute, folks, we got to wake up. There's bigger things going on. And naturally, that was the big distraction. They always work this way. I think it's called Hegelian dialectic or something like that. You know, it's magic, right? It's like the magician, the guy who goes out and works in the street and does all the magic tricks and all that good stuff. You use sleight of hand, right? Over here in this hand, I've got what you really want, but in this hand, I've got your distraction, the shining object. That's why I say about the shining object thing, I'm teasing you a little bit. About in my discussions, I get distracted by the shining object. Get it? You do too. The shining object right now is Roseanne Barr. All right, so I'm basically, I'm pulling out the stops here in today's show. Because when I started looking at the stats on our show yesterday and the stories that were popping, and Chris's story was popping now, but by far, I mean really, by far it was this story about David Hogg being, you know, Valerie Jarrett's boy toy. Now, you know, I think I tried to straighten it out a little bit about Valerie Jarrett and who she is. She's a monster. She's a ruthless, killing monster is who she is. So, you know, why all this sympathy? We're rehabilitating her, the monster murderess that she is. Okay? I mean, blunt, right? You listen to this radio show because you want bluntness. A little wake-up call going on. But that's the truth. Let us not forget, she's just as bad as Adolf Hitler, literally. She's got that mentality. And, you know, I didn't know that she was black. I really didn't. I thought she was Iranian. So, of course, there's Valerie Jarrett, her uncle. I shouldn't say that. I guess I did know. But I never even really totally looked at him. You know, and remember, her uncle was, I think it was her uncle, he was the guy with Frank Marshall Davis. Yeah, he was the writer. See, now it's all coming back. She was the writer, Frank, of her uncle. I'll think of him in a minute. I'll have to Google it, of course. We got all the stories and everything. He was the writer of the Chicago Tribune espousing communism. That was him. Something there. But he was also close friends with Frank Marshall Davis, a noted communist, who everybody suspects to be Obama's dad. Well, not necessarily true, but we do know that with Obama's mother, Frank Marshall Davis had quite an affair. And Frank Marshall Davis is a black man. Okay, so there's a relationship of familial of sorts to Obama, with Obama, but the Iranian issue, I think, is his mother, or her mother, if I'm not mistaken. And again, I might have some facts wrong here, but that's the kind of the familial thing. But she's Iranian. Now, Roseanne comes up and makes the statement, you know, in relationship to the Muslim Brotherhood. Totally accurate, by the way. Valerie Jarrett's definitely been connected with the Muslim Brotherhood and other allies, affiliates. She's very good friends of Obama. Okay, so you can see that she's going to be his national security or overall security advisor, whatever advisor she was in the White House, but she was there at every important decision, sort of his minder, if you will. She has everything to do with the murder of Lavoie Finicum. We know that. We covered that thoroughly on this radio show along with a whole bunch of other, and we were called crazy fools, and guess what? Oh, by the way, all those people that were arrested around Lavoie Finicum and the Malia, oh, they all got off. Why? Because of some of the evidence that we develop here at Agenda 21 Radio. Don't you hate it when this happens? And Valerie Jarrett was right in the mix of all that. She's a killer. So, there. Okay. But why this distraction now? Trump and Korea? I think so. But I think there's a bigger thing going on. We've got the break coming up. We're going to talk about this bigger thing. We're going to talk about, well, we're going to bring up Tommy Lahren. Kind of ease you into what is perhaps the bigger distraction. Why the distraction is going on from the bigger issue. And people just don't see it. Anytime these things come up, and they're almost predictable now, where you have a star who does something afoul and she gets fired and this and that, the drama around it. And, of course, they get billions of dollars. I mean, well, not billions. Millions of dollars for these kind of stunts when they happen. Now, I can't believe they're going to shut down this show with all the things that go along with it. I think they're going to bring it back, or somebody's going to bring it back, because you're going to realize how stupid it is, this whole thing. But they'll have a bigger audience, guaranteed. Absolutely. A bigger audience. But why the distraction now? See, if you look at it that way, and mark my words, they're going to bring it back. Why the distraction? When we come back, we're going to focus on the distraction and what they're not looking at. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're talking about, what in the world are we doing here with the distraction by Roseanne Barr? And I'm going to build you up to it towards the end of the hour here so that you get what we're getting at, or at least, the obvious here. The obvious. Again, play the world picture, world scene. And how, the media has to distract from everything here because things are happening around the world that you're probably not aware of. Because why? You're not being told by the media. Now, Tommy Lahren was on Fox News this morning. She's from San Diego, by the way. So this is a California issue that's coming up. I want to lay some groundwork here. I'm going to play her interview now.
We're not going to be a stupid country anymore. We've stopped it. We're not going to be. And you can say what you want, but I think border security and security general is a great issue for the Republican Party.
Hey, you know what? I actually think it's beyond Republicans. I think the average American wants border security. I think that's the most confusing issue on Democrats. I think everybody really wants some security in the southern border.
You keep saying
concerned about it. They're crazy to fight the president on the border.
Well, you kept saying there are a lot, the majority of Californians don't want sanctuary cities. And then all these cities started to vote against it. Let's bring in Tommy Lahren, who lives in California. She's a Fox News contributor and can weigh in on this. Why is border security so important to the folks who do live in California, those who support the president?
Well, as Californians and other border states, we understand that we are the most vulnerable when it comes to these issues, but it's not just us. We just deal with the problem more close to home. This is an American issue. As Brian said, when I hear our president double down on border security, of course that's going to be a winning agenda item for this president and those who choose to support border security. What we really need to ask is, why are the Democrats so against it? Why do the Democrats not believe in the integrity of our borders, our laws, and protecting the American people? That's the question that needs to be asked, not why is Trump doubling down. Of course he's doubling down. This president believes in a secure border.
So Tommy Lahren's onto something that might be fitting into the dialogue that I'm developed, or the monologue anyway.
I mean, let me ask you something. There's a push now with Senator Cory Gardner and some moderates in the House to get something done on DACA before the midterms. The thought was no one's going to do anything else because they just want to go to the midterms with what they've done or haven't done. What do you think about that? The president may be going there and saying, give me the $25 billion for the wall, I'll give you DACA, and I'll go back for chain migration, go back for the lottery. Do you think that benefits him or us?
I think this president has said multiple times that he's willing to compromise, but I think what's most important, not only for President Trump, but for the Americans that voted for President Trump because of his promise to build the wall, is that before we start dealing with those that are already here illegally, that we have border enforcement. That has to be number one. The American people have to trust that first, and then we can have a bigger conversation about immigration reform. But I think to do it piecemeal, I think it's a mistake. I think this president needs to hold his ground on this, and the American people will stand behind him.
Which means nothing gets done, though.
It might mean that nothing gets done immediately, but I think that there's going to be pressure on the Republicans and even on the Democrats to do something, and not just piece by piece, but have real, true immigration reform for the first time in a long time. That's what the American people want. And us as voters, we have to make sure that we make that clear and we vote on that issue.
Well, Democrats, in resisting this president on the wall, have tried to characterize his policies as inhumane, which means when a photo surfaced of caged migrants just a couple of days ago, they went over the edge. Jon Favreau, former speechwriter for President Obama, you know, tweeted, "This is happening right now, and the only debate that matters is how we force our government
children
to get these
in
kids
cages
back. As humane kids in cages, and it's got to be Donald Trump." Turns out, oops, these photos are from 2014 when Barack Obama.
Okay, I said at the beginning of the hour, there's a distraction going on here. They're getting desperate. Now, I saw these photos. I saw these photos a couple years ago. These are the photos from several years ago. And this is what the Obama administration was doing. When I first heard about this, I said, wait a minute. See, because I look for the trafficking and human flesh and slavery business things, you know, all those little videos and all the pictures. And listen, there's a vast array of these pictures. What we need to do is trot them all out and show everybody all these kids in cages, locked in rooms. Kids! And where are these kids today? Where are the kids, all those thousands, tens of thousands of kids without parents coming across the border? And we're allowing them to come in, right? Under the Obama administration. No outrage there. There wasn't much outrage except by us and the main alternate media. We're pounding on the table. This is child trafficking. This is human trafficking and human flesh and slavery. We were going nuts. Still going nuts. And this is still going on. But it's not going on like it used to. That's the point about what Tommy Lahren's talking about. My bigger point is this. If they're trotting out old pictures and trying to lay it out on Trump, that means there's no new pictures to be laid on Trump. That's because people are doing their job. But here's the other part. If you bring out this kind of crap and try and bring it back up as new news, it's fake news, of course. But it's also a sign, isn't it? It's a sign of their desperation to try to attack and stop Trump. And so is Roseanne Barr.
Obama was president.
Well, it turns out that many on the other side are not concerned with the truth so long as they can attack President Trump. This was a great misstep on their part, and it just goes to show that the level of partisan politics in this country has reached such an extreme level that the truth really doesn't matter anymore. You have an image, you circulate it, it's what President Trump calls fake news. It looks pretty bad for them. And moving forward, I hope that as Democrats and Republicans, we can do what's right and we can stand for our beliefs and not just pick the side of who we voted for or our partisan line. That's not what this country's based on.
Now, I want to bring this to your attention that what she says is exactly right, and no disagreement. But again, I want to thank, I'll do this for our citizen journalists, the guys and gals, the dozens of you who contribute to this show every single day, who send me the emails. I read them. I get your messages. I get your stories. And those stories, of course, pop up here. The whole thing about Valerie Jarrett was a citizen journalist story, by the way, that got all the big... That was a couple months ago, and now it's coming out again. That's why I think it's kind of crack up. But we caught them at this stunt. And that's because there's memory now ingrained and embedded. Very well done by the alternative media. Who caught this but alternative media folks like myself? We had memory. We've had websites and we've had stories and all this backtrack now for 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. And this is becoming a force against them, like you saw with this picture that came out that's embarrassing to them now. See, because they're fundamentally lazy in terms of reporting the news on the other side. We've mentioned this before. But not us. Oh, no, we remember. We got the big memory. That's something about elephants having big memories. Something like that. But we still haven't gotten to the root of the evil of Roseanne Barr yet. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're working it. And it has to do with our borders, of course. That's why we had this clip by Tommy Lahren. There's something else going on that we need a distraction. We need a couple of them, actually. And Roseanne's one. I want to throw this at you, though. Is Korea the other distraction? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, My Pillow, 4-for-1 special. My Pillow, 800-266-4715. Agenda is the promo code. Agenda is the promo code. And get yourself a great night's sleep every night on My Pillow. And I'll tell you, it's made a world of difference for me. I have sleep apnea. And by the way, if you have sleep apnea, see a doctor. Get your prescription for whatever you're going to need as a device. I've had mine for years. One of the best things I ever did, by the way. But then I got a pillow to match. If you have sleep apnea, I suggest you get a My Pillow. That's just my suggestion. It works for me. And I was tossing and turning and doing. What happens when you have sleep apnea is you have a tendency to scrunch up your head against the headboard. And I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore. I took a chance. I did the leap, you know. And so that is wonderful that I don't do that anymore. Anyway, so good combination. That's My Pillow 4-for-1 special. You got the two small travelers, plus also you've got the two larger ones that will be custom made for you. And Agenda is the promo code for My Pillow, 800-266-4715. 800-266-4715. Okay. Now, getting into this whole notion about what is going on with the distraction, and is Korea a distraction? You know, it's kind of interesting, but as soon as people started to really tout Donald Trump as getting, you know, a peace prize, I mean, you know, Obama got a Nobel, right? God. He was elected, he was sworn in, and the next day he's getting a Nobel Peace Prize. Why? Well, it's because he's black. That's a fact. He broke the color barrier. And it, to me, that is significant. He broke the color barrier in the United States. Because he's black, he broke the color barrier, they give him the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, okay, there you have it. Race played an issue, in my opinion, about him getting the Nobel Peace Prize. And listen, I'm not complaining about him getting it. And even for that reason. Now, that I don't think I'm being racist there. But in our country, given our history and the slavery and the whole business about black and white and all this other good stuff, that I think is notable. I do. Okay, now, having said that, did he do anything along? Did he actually do anything to get that prize besides having won an election and being black? And the answer to that is no. Now, gee, winning an election is no small feat, of course. We know that. Anybody who does this sort of thing and runs for an office, and you know, they get what they got. he's going to get it, and he got a Nobel. Now, all of a sudden, the talk turns to Trump getting a Nobel Prize, Peace Prize, as he should. And what happens? Well, somebody, Pence, I think, said something about Libya and everything. And all of a sudden, Mr. Owen gets cold feet and pulls out of the negotiations, and shazam, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Then all of a sudden, there's reconciliation, and both sides are getting together. And all of a sudden, we're back at it again. And for the first time, one of North Korea's ministers jumps on an airplane, which is a big deal. You don't jump on airplanes because they have no air force in, to speak of, or even, I guess, their passenger lines are sort of shot in North Korea. But he jumps on an airplane, and gets into, flies from Beijing to New York, or to Washington, and he's going to set up all these talks, so the talks are back on. Now, all this, of course, is happening, but what happens? Oh, Roseanne! But I have another issue going on about what Korea is all about. And we're going to get into this, actually, but I'll give you what I think is going on. I think the bigger play has to do with what Tommy Lahren was talking about. The bigger play and the bigger thing we need to be focused on, and what they don't want us focused on, is this invasion that's happening in California from the south. Right. What's going on in California? I think that's the biggest story on the planet right now. And I know my bias with New California and all that other stuff. But let's break it down. You got some real stuff going on in California. And they don't want any kind of sunshine coming out on what is really truly going on with the nuts and bolts of an election, which is just criminally corrupt. I mean, my God. The whole voting thing is just absolutely the worst in the nation. Why? Because it's got the most people involved in the nation, 40 million people in one state. The whole system is corrupt from stem to stern. There's not going to be a fair election in California. And what plays into this? Well, lack of border security in a welcoming, enabling California that's bringing in all these illegal nationals, foreign nationals. That's an invasion, folks. That's happening right now still today. Now, the Trump administration, to their credit, when this whole thing came on with the caravan, of course, they went into action. And what was going to be 10,000 people invading our border, about 500 actually got in as asylum seekers. Oh, you don't know that sort of thing because the mainstream media doesn't tell you about it. It's still going on today, and the repercussions in California are enormous. This is the big story out here. Like it or not, this is the big story because everything that goes on in California will ultimately happen to your state. You know that. That's what the big distraction is. It's to distract you from what's happening in California. And it's big. Even Korea. Wait a minute. Even Korea? Yeah. You got two things that are a distraction from the real story of what's going on in California. You've got Roseanne Barr, and you've got the Korea thing. That's how much they've got hands down on this whole thing. These people are doubling down for distraction from the real topic of corruption, deep state operators in California, and the collapse of California financially. Oh, that was what that story was yesterday, wasn't it? Chris Street, CBS, verifying California's economic collapse coming. And what plays into that? The formation of a new state, giving birth to a 51st state? That's not a story? And who's going to get the credit for that? Oh, Donald Trump. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I've gotten a whole bunch of messages in, people visiting the website and leaving us a message. We'll be returning those messages and getting on the mailing list. And we have a convention coming up. We're going to be talking about that. In the third hour, we're going to be laying down some things about New California. Second hour, Scott Adams Show will be with us. We're going to pop a little bit more out there about this whole distraction business and what's going on. And, of course, in the third hour, we're definitely going to lay it on the line about what's going on in California, some of the counties that are out there that, you know, and we're also going to open up the phone lines. I think we're going to have that all up and running. We're going to double-check the system, and you will take your phone calls and get that number out there for you to call in, which is going to be kind of interesting. I know some people in New California will be calling, especially from San Luis Obispo and other places out there. I'm signaling listeners now. So that number, though, we're going to get all that taken care of and make sure it operates properly. These things, you got to, you know, they take time. But we do everything we can to make it happen here at Red State Talk Radio, which is the talk monster of talk radio right now in the nation. Now, we're really, really happy about that. And all the great work that's gone in by all the radio hosts. We're doing a great job out there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Become part of the New California, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.